Om Shanti, good morning. So today we are going to discuss today's Avyakt Murli. It's a Murli of 8th April 1982. The renunciation of laukik and alaukik, renunciation of all laukik and alaukik relationships. So today Bab Dada is seeing his children and who are sitting in front of Bab Dada. So he's saying that who are great donors and bestower of blessings. So Baba is telling us the definition of great donors and bestower of blessings. So he says that to become a great donor and bestower of blessings, one has to be a great renunciate. If you are not a great renunciate, then you cannot become a great donor and bestower of blessings. So he says that a person who is doing a selfless service, who has received lot of things, can only give to others. Who is beyond selfishness and who has the treasures of virtues, powers, knowledge can only give. And here Baba is talking that who can be a great donor? One who is spiritually merciful, a person who is very generous hearted can give to others, a person who has pure feelings and good wishes for others, a person who has elevated feelings to benefit the other souls can give to others. So these are the qualities a person who will be doing a selfless service. So what is selfishness? A selfish person is the one who is very self-centered and would be thinking only about himself. He will do only for himself. First he will see how much I benefit, and then he would think of others, or he might not think of others only. So in psychology they say that if a person is having a selfish behavior, it is not good for his growth. And people have described selfishness as into three types. They say there is something like good selfishness, bad selfishness and neutral selfishness. So bad selfishness, we all know that the person will do things for himself only. A good selfishness would be doing things which will not harm others. So for example, if two people go and play sports, so there is a good self and they leave others, and they go to two friends go and play sports, or they go and watch a movie. So they are doing it for their happiness. So they are not, so it's a good selfishness. They are not harming others. And neutral selfishness, they give an example that if a person spends time in brushing the teeth, he says that I am going to brush my teeth for 10 minutes in the morning. So now this is like, and somebody says that 10 minutes you should put in doing service to the society. So it's not like that. It's neutral selfishness. He is not neither benefiting the society nor he is harming the society. So this is called as neutral selfishness. So now Baba here is talking about beyond selfishness. So when we think of the word beyond selfishness, who comes in front of our eyes is Brahma Baba. That he, what service he did was beyond selfishness. He always kept children ahead of him in services and in everything. When it was beggary part also, Baba had, means you know, that day one brother told the example that dal had got over in somebody's katori, and Baba, what he did that he emptied his katori and he started having water in that katori and he started eating the chapati with the water. So that was such a heart touching story, that how Baba was eating roti with water, dipping roti in the water and he was eating. So this is something beyond selfishness. He was the head of the institute. He could have had everything first and then given to the children, but he did not do like that. So this is an example of a person who is very generous hearted, who is very spiritually merciful, who has good and elevated feelings and pure feelings for others. So when we do selfless service, what benefit it gives to us? It gives us a joy feeling, a fulfillment. Whenever we help others, they say that if you want to be happy whole your life, then go and help somebody. There is a Chinese proverb like that, that if you want to be happy whole your life, go and help others. So it's like that. And what else happens, there is also purification of mind when we do selfless service to others. And I read somewhere that in today's world, the only soap soap to purify the soul is doing a selfless service. So it's like that. And it also spiritually strengthens us when we do a selfless service. So here Baba is talking about selfless service. Then Baba is saying further that I have already told you the definition of renunciation. And he said that first I spoke to you all the renunciation of body, the renunciation of consciousness of the body. The second he's saying that renunciation of connections to the body. So in first part he says that I have already spoken to you regarding the physical senses and how you have to, how these physical senses are connected for 24 hours and how you have to conquer these senses and become someone who has right over these senses. So today Baba is going to explain renunciation of connections to the body, the bodily relationships, and this includes both laukic and alaukic relationships. So to have renunciation of these laukic and alaukic relationships, you have to become destroyer of attachments, Nashta Moha. So here Baba says to become destroyer of attachment, you should neither have dislike for any soul, nor you should have attachment to any soul, nor there should be subservience to any soul. So neither lagav, jhukav, nor grina. It's like that. So neither of these should be present in us. Then he explains further that if a sign of destroyer of attachment would be that he will not dislike any soul. So not disliking any soul. So here he says that if we dislike any soul, then we always see the defects of that person. And if that person is not doing things according to my wish, then he comes and disturbs my intellect. When I sit in yoga, there will be wasteful thoughts for that person in my words, in my action, in my dreams. And if I sit and remember Baba, the person will come in my yoga also. So here he says that the seed of dislike is a royal form of selfish motive, and that is chahiye, should be, this should have been like that, he should have done like that, he should have not done like that. So this creates a wasteful relationship with that soul, and this creates a lot of wasteful thoughts for that person. And this, Baba says that this would be against your conscious wish. You don't want to do it, but it will happen. It will happen. He will continuously come in your yoga. And Baba says that this attachment to that soul is not out of love, but it is out of compulsion. And then the person will say that I'm fed up. Obviously you will be fed up, Baba says, because your intellect is pulled by that person. And he says that your intellect is wasted, your time is wasted, your power is wasted. So now the point of churning here is, whom do we dislike? Who are the people whom we dislike? First we have to categorize that. Somebody who does not follow us, we start hating that person. If we tell something to somebody and he doesn't do that thing, we start disliking that soul. Somebody who is doing against our wishes, somebody who is insulting us, somebody who is criticizing us. So all these kind of people are there whom we dislike. Anything more? Whom do we dislike? Grina. Somebody whom we are possessive about. Friends with someone else, yeah. Someone who breaks the rules and regulations, right? Somebody who disturbs us. Somebody who disturbs others. So there are so many people whom we dislike. Now, very important thing we have to learn from today's Murli is, if we have dislike for somebody, that person is going to pull our intellect. So how to come out of this dislike? If suppose I dislike this soul, now I don't want to do this, I want to start liking him, or I want to be neutral to him, you know? I don't want to have that attachment of dislike with him or her. So what should I do? So if suppose we dislike somebody, what I churn, and then we can discuss. First thing is, Baba says always, some of the Murlis he has spoken, that start writing the good qualities of that person. If suppose I am disliking a soul, I should sit down and start writing the good qualities. It is tough, because at that time our intellect will not allow us. But still, when you sit and start churning on his or her good qualities, then we see that yes, that person is beautiful. It's not that he's so bad. And it's not possible that in your life he has or her, he or she has always done bad to you. sometime in your life, that person must have done good to you. So remember those moments and start writing it down. It's very important to write down. So start writing down the good qualities of that soul, and suddenly you will see that our mind changes, and we start having good wishes and pure feelings for that soul. Second is, we have to work very hard when we sit in yoga, when we sit in meditation in front of Baba. Start churning on the that he is a soul, she is a soul, and these are the good qualities he has. And we have to explain our mind that yes, this person is very good, this person has these qualities, and you actually start accepting that person in your yoga. And this can be done only when we sit in meditation. This cannot be done while walking and talking. So because we have to really hit our intellect, so that can happen when we sit in meditation. Third point, if you remember, we had done a topic here, mind your own business, okay? And as we narrated the points, we dislike people who don't follow us, who don't listen to us. So it's none of your business. Tell your mind, tell yourself that it's none of your business. It's do not mind if somebody is not doing, okay? And every time you cannot put your things on the other person and make them do what you wish. It's not going to happen like that. So it's none of your business. Do your work and get lost. Tell yourself like that. Sometimes you have to really be firm and tell yourself, just do your work and get lost. So this is one of the point. And fourth is like, if I'm disliking a person, start analyzing the situation. Why am I disliking that person? What has happened actually? Then we can come to some conclusions out of it. Fourth is, like Baba says, that person's part is only like that in the drama. So that is why that person is behaving like this. And he is actually not bad to me, but his part in the drama is only like that, that's making him behave like that. So this is one of the point. So anything else? Becoming detached observer. Yeah, becoming a detached observer. Like the last point would be like that only. Becoming a detached observer to whatever the part that other person is playing. Baba has selected that soul. This could be when we are working with somebody in a department. And sometimes it is like your immediate colleague, your immediate boss is not good to you. And you start disliking that person. You have to work with that person for 24 hours. Every time you have to meet him, every time you have to do work with him. And you start disliking him. So your work is also going to suffer. Your service is going to suffer. So like he said, that Baba has chosen him for that work. And this happens so many times in the centers. Like younger sisters, they will say that my in charge is like that. But actually, you are there because your karmic accounts with that soul is there, and that is why you are there. And one more point we can think, that Baba has kept us there for their sustenance, for their palna. That's why I am here. I am here to take care of that soul. So being in that elevated feeling, we can come out of this dislike feeling. The second part, Baba is speaking about attachments, that we have attachments to certain souls, and that's why we are getting attracted to them. So if somebody has given you a temporary support in the past, then you would remember that soul and you would not remember Baba. And here Baba says that in Laukik, this happens in Laukik and a Laukik life both. So in Laukik relationships, we are attached to them. Like they have given us love, support, care from beginning, so we are attached to them. But after we come into knowledge, we start getting detached from them, we start leaving them, and then what happens, that all things are changed into alaukik relationships. In alaukik family, we start building those relationships and those attachments. And then Baba says, if there is any problem or if any confusion arises, then you will remember that soul who has given you a temporary support in the past. And what you people do, Baba says, that you defend yourself and you say that somebody has to be there in the corporeal form, no? Baba is so incorporeal, Baba is subtle, so how can I build up the relationship? But Baba says that if you have attained all the relationships with Baba, if you have firm faith in Baba, if you have trust in Baba, then Baba is bound to to give you that love, and Baba is bound to give you that corporeal feeling also. So here he is explaining that you have not put all the relationships into the practical form. That's why you do not experience Baba in the practical form. Like here he is speaking about relationships with Father. All the relationships. Like you know, when we sit in yoga, that time only we remember, yes, he is my teacher, he is my Sadguru, he is my Father, he is my friend. That's it. But throughout the day you have to do it in a practical form. So Baba here is giving example of Meera, that in devotion, that this elevated, most elevated devotee Meera did not have a vision only, but she had a practical experience of it. Means she did not have Sakshatkar, but Sakshat of that of Krishna. So why you, being an embodiment of knowledge and the children of ocean of knowledge, cannot experience this? Because see, for Meera, Krishna was as if a living being. She would talk to Krishna, she would prepare food for Krishna, she would decorate the devotee, the deity, and everything. She's talking to that Krishna, and for her, Krishna is a living being. So for us also, we have to do the same thing, that Baba is a living being for me. If anything happens to me, I have to first go and tell Baba that this has happened, you know. If I'm sitting for food, he's sitting with me. If I'm walking, he's walking with me. If I'm sitting and doing service in my department, he's sitting with me. If I remember Baba throughout my day and every day, then in crisis and then in situations and problems, I will remember him first and not another soul. So that is how this this should come in our practical form. So this is one of the practice from today's Murli, that we should start doing it. It's not that only when we sit in yoga we will have remembrance. Second point of churning here is he is speaking about attachment. So that day we spoke about dependency, that how we are dependent on other souls. So we, I think, spoke about seven types of dependency. What was that? Intellectual dependency, spiritual dependency, emotional, financial, and what else? Facility. So like, spiritual dependency. So all these things. So I took one point, emotional independent. How to become emotionally independent. In our Brahmin life, it's very important that we should be emotionally independent and we should not be dependent on others. So first thing is regarding relationships, that how we relate to others. So especially for people who stay at home, who are couples, they usually start depending on the other person for everything, for their problems or for their needy things. So there you should take care where you are emotionally becoming dependent on other person, and first point. Second is searching happiness. We search happiness on the in others or in other things. So there also we become emotionally dependent. Like that day we were thinking, why we watch this cricket match, you know, why we are becoming so attracted to it. So somewhere we are depending for our happiness on cricket and not Baba. So that's why somewhere this dependency comes. So these points should be taken care of. Second thing is saying no. Whenever you don't want to do things, say no. Just don't be dependent that what if I say no to this person, next time he or she won't help me. So learn to say no in your things. Then expecting little from or expecting none from others. You should not expect, because everybody at this end of Kali Yuga, at the end of Iron Age, is empty, and we are asking to others who are themselves empty and who are themselves beggars, and we are asking to them. So stop expecting from others. So that's why no emotional dependency would come. Then other point would be for small things in our life, for daily activities, for getting something or taking something or problems on laptop or mobile phones, start learning things and doing on your own daily codes, so that you don't be, when it comes to higher level, when it comes to emotional level, you become independent at that level. So this is one thing Baba spoke. You can churn more on this, the how to become emotionally independent. Then other is, Baba says that why do you put aside almighty authority and you give importance to other souls and take support from them? Because this creates a karmic bondage and this increases your account of karmic bondage. So he says, when you have attachment, you have temporary support to somebody, or you are subservient to somebody, then it increases your karmic bondage, because there is a give and take between two souls. So you think that you are progressing, but actually you are not progressing, but your karmic bondage is increasing, Baba says. And if this happens, then that soul won't be able to experience relationships with Baba. That soul will not be in the pilgrimage of remembrance. That soul will be weak in the remembrance, and that soul will be clever and sensible in relating to knowledge, but he won't be a senseful when it comes to knowledge. He would be serviceable, but he won't be destroyer of obstacles. So many things will come, and he won't be able to experience the flying stage. So Baba says, so check these relationships of relations and find out where you have dislike and where you have attachment and where you have subservience. So then Baba explains that, okay, so have you all renounced all the relationships of the body? So today it is, Baba says, it is very important, and this is called as true renunciation. And he says now there is a weekly course of renunciation going on, because now I think this is the third or the fourth Murli on renunciation, and now next two Murlis which are going to come is also going to be on renunciation. So he says, I am doing your course of renunciation. And he says, today's lesson has become firm, and this is the speciality of Brahmins, to become a great renunciate. And fortune cannot be attained without renunciation, he says. So for Brahma Kumar, he says, you have become Brahma Kumar and Kumari, so you have renounced everything? He is asking like that. The definition of renunciation is very deeper for Brahma Kumar and Kumaris, he says. So here the Murli ends. Then there is a meeting. Babdada is meeting the teachers. He is saying that you are server souls, Sevadhari. So you have the aim of becoming equal to the Father, because you are set on the seat of becoming equal to the Father. And Father has become a teacher and instrument in teaching you all, and he thinks it is your, it is his duty, so is yours. And whatever is the virtue of Father, that is yours. So whatever words you speak, you should check whether they are equal to the Father. Whenever you create any thoughts for others, so you should check whether they are equal to the Father, and then bring into the action. And then other point he is speaking here is, Baba is a detached observer as well as he is loving. So Father's main speciality is that he is detached, to the same extent he is loving also. And Baba says that when you do service in this form, then you get success. You are doing lot of hard work, you are putting lot of hard work, you are detached also, you are loving also. Baba says if you are doing service by not loving, then also it is not right. And if you are doing service, if getting trapped into the love, then also it's not right. So check and keep this balance of being loving also and detached also. That day Prakash Bhai gave example of this doctors. Doctors are detached, that's why they are able to serve. One very good example is of a pediatric nurse. If you will see a pediatric nurse, she handles small neonates and infants. And they are delicate souls. And still she can do everything, every procedure on that neonate or an infant. But at the same time she is detached. If she is not detached, then she cannot do anything. Then she cannot even inject anything. Then she cannot put her IV line also, because she knows that this is not mine. So that consciousness is there, and that's why she is doing. And one more thing, like we are also here detached as well as loving. See, in Madhuban we all stay together, but at the same time we all are alone. We sit together and eat in the dining hall. We sit here and do churning. We all are together, but at the same time we all are alone. So this is a balance of attachment and loving. And here Baba is giving example of lotus. He says that Shaktis are shown seated on lotus. So always pay attention that lotus never falls into the mud, he says. Then he is meeting Kumar. He spoke very beautiful things to Kumar. Two points he spoke here. To belong to Baba, Father, in Kumar's life is a great fortune, he says. And Kumar's life means that he is free of bondages. So here bondages comes because of consciousness of the body. And he says that see each other as soul and walk, and then you can go ahead in your life. Suppose if you're talking to somebody, see that person as a soul. Suppose if you're listening to somebody, think that you're a soul and consider yourself as soul, and then listen to somebody. So here we can think, what are the bondages of Kumar's life? When you go into that life, what sort of bondages come? So many things like family tensions, family pressures, children's fees of the house, rent of the house, and so many things, going to the market, and if somebody falls sick, then that bondages, then relationships of the family members, so many bondages come. So here Baba says that you are free of all these bondages. But Kumar has to learn one lesson, that when they go into service, they forget themselves. So you have to keep a balance of being this world server, serving the world and serving the self. This balance Kumars, when they will keep, they will go much ahead. And he says that Kumars are hard workers. They have two things. They have physical strength also, and they have power of determination also. So they can go ahead. So your point of churning is, what is self-serving? What Kumar should pay attention when Baba is talking about self-serving and serving the world. So when we see Kumars, they are so busy in service that they forget themselves. So first thing is that, see, Baba here is talking about power of determination. They have power of determination. So they should be like, I will never miss my Amrit Vela, even if I have to do service 12 o'clock in the night. Seva is there till 12 o'clock, I will still get up at 4 o'clock and do my Amrit Vela. So that determination that I will not miss the Murli class. So the power of determination that I will not miss my regular things like Amrit Vela, Murli class or evening yoga. So they don't pay attention on yoga, we see. Kumars, they want to do service and service. One of the Kumars, very young Kumar, came to OPD that day. And I said, you are very busy in media, no? So many things you have to do. So when do you do Purushartha? When do you do Gyan Yoga? So he says that we do it for others, no? We let them go ahead. So we get even 5% if we get from one soul, no? So that fills my box. So it's like that. So that's how Kumar's answer. Second point Kumar should pay attention is self-talking. They don't have time for self-talking only. When they do self-talking, then only they will go ahead. Then only they will know what are my sanskars, where I am standing, and what else I have to do in my life. Because they have to take out at least 15-20 minutes in the entire day, sit and churn and talk to themselves. Third point is churning of knowledge. They don't have time to churn knowledge because they are so busy in service. They are so busy doing things. And so churning of knowledge. We were discussing in night class, there is a group in Mumbai where these Kumars are there, because they have realized that when they go to center, sisters give them work, sisters give them seva, and they can't do Gyan Yoga. So they have taken a house on rent and they sit there, and they have devoted like certain timing that they are going to do meditation for some time, and they read Avyakt Murli turn by turn, and they do lot of churning, and they have decided that they will go to center 3-4 times a week, spend 2 hours every day there and do service also and come back. But they are keeping a balance of, you know, serving the self and serving the world. So many things can come. So Kumars can churn that, what is serving the self, what else we can do. So this is serving the self. Then next Baba is talking to Kumar that, do you consider yourselves to be with father? And I and father are constantly together. So here he's speaking about constant companionship. So that who is your companion? Do you think that father is my companion? And Baba says that he is only the true spiritual companion. Do you anytime have a feeling that you should have a companion in your life? So he says that when you fall ill, or when any problem arises, or when you have to cook food, so that time, do you think that I wish I had a companion who could do all these things? So Baba says, if you get such a thought, then think that that's a wasteful thought and finish it in a second, he says. So that's how Baba has told them today. And Baba says that, what is the guarantee of that companion tomorrow, that she is going to be with you? So that's why Baba says, there is no benefit in making a perishable person your companion. So he says that consider yourselves to be combined with Baba and finish all these thoughts. So here he has given example of sun. that how sun is there, and in front of sun darkness cannot be there. So in front of the Almighty authority also Maya cannot stay. So all of you have then become the conquerors of Maya. So this was today's Murli. So a lot of points to churn and pay on attention of Laukik and Alaukik relationship. It's a very, very important Murli because we have lot of connections still now to the Laukik family only. So we have to get detached from them, and even if we have created some relationships in our Alaukik family, churn on that and finish it off, because now time is very near. Om Shanti.